Residents in some East Side Syracuse neighborhoods and the town of DeWitt agree that something should be done about a deer population that continues to grow. Those are the findings of a survey conducted by State Assemblywoman Pam Hunter. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the next step is finding out just how many deer are out there and what can be done to put a dent in the herd.
It's become a ritual of sort for some SUNY ESF scientists to skulk around an East Side Syracuse neighborhood looking for deer.
We count them just as it gets to be dawn. We do that once a week. We've been doing that once a week for about 18 months straight.
Research wildlife biologist Brian Underwood says the results aren't in yet, but he expects there will be more than the 200 deer scientists counted 4 years ago.
Deer populations can actually, under ideal conditions, they can double in under 3 years. Yeah, that's how fast they can reproduce. So if everything, you know, I'm speculating here, but I fully expect the deer population to have made pretty substantial increases since the last time.
This deer counting is being paid for by a state grant in the wake of concern over Lyme disease, which can be transmitted by deer ticks. While the initial research is being analyzed right now, Underwood expects the final results to be available to communities trying to figure out what to do about all the deer by early next year. And that will include potential deer management techniques.
Including culling, harvesting, regulated legal harvest, fertility control. We're including that as a possibility.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.